I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. So there is officially... don't even have it ready. So officially 2.5 weeks until I get my own place again. And okay, I just cut off and I think I figured out how to make it not cut. I guess I didn't. Okay, well anyway, I was playing with the USB port here and it messed up. Anyway, still got allergies. But yeah, anyway, I think that's what this episode is going to be about. So I move out here soon. And so just 30 seconds ago, I was laying on my bed. I had just, so here's what's going through my mind. So I was laying on my bed, just kind of staring at the ceiling, thinking about where my life is headed. And I'm very excited and I'm very proud of myself. But having, so when I was in Arizona, when I was in St. George, Arizona, Colorado, I didn't have, I was just by myself, right? I mean, in St. George, I had roommates. And then for the first part of Arizona, I had roommates as well. Never saw them, but I had them. So there was noise in the house that wasn't me. And so there was that sense of, I don't know what you call it, not being alone, but having people in the house, but kind of doing my own thing and not talking with them kind of thing. It was a weird dynamic. And I even then, I really never saw him. But that was only, it was very short-lived. That was about three months, if that. So anyway, so going from that and also having a job where I didn't talk to people at all, just FedEx, I would talk to my boss in the morning and then... if I saw him when I got back to the terminal, then I would talk with him then. But if not that, if not those, then I didn't talk with anybody because being a FedEx driver, you're solo. So having that kind of life and then coming home to nobody, that it was hard. I mean, it made my current, my then situation harder, you know, because first of all, I was living a depressing life. I wasn't doing anything to better myself. So of course my life was shit and I was sad all the time because I wasn't doing anything. And then if you combine that with the fact that I wasn't talking with anybody or sharing my thoughts or kind of venting, you know, combined with the thought that everything that I've ever known is hundreds of miles away and there's really, I can't just up and leave. It just costs more money. I have to find another job. I have to find somewhere to stay. And it's, you can do it much easier said than done. But anyway, that's kind of what I came from and I wasn't doing shit. So the thought that I'm now going back to living a life like that, kind of, I mean, it's a little bit better now because I'm still down the road from family. I have a social job at Hill Air Force Base, meaning I talk with coworkers. We just bullshit, have a good time. There's lots of laughs, lots of communication. So I'm talking to people and I'm talking to people that I actually like. And so in Arizona and Colorado, that wasn't a thing. So with that being said, I'm not nervous, but I'm interested to see how my behavior changes as far as remaining disciplined and stuff like that. Because I was laying on my bed about, I don't know, 2 minutes ago, and I was staring at the ceiling like I just said, and I had the thought of, I'm going to this concert on May 4th, and I'm pretty hyped about it, and I thought, okay, I'm going to go to this concert, and then I'm going to come home to my house and it's just going to be me, and no shit, it's just going to be me. That's a very obvious statement, but I'm going to go to this concert, have a very good time, going with some friends, go with my little brother as well. It should be fun. And then I'm going to leave that environment, come home to my place at night. And I don't know. It's just a weird thought. That's exactly how my life was like for 2 years. I would, anything that I did, Everywhere that I went, I came home to an empty, dark house, lifeless home. I didn't have any furniture. There was no signs of living there other than there's a PC and some books and a bed. And so that's gonna be my new life again. And again, it'll be different. You know, I've got the social aspect there. I'm more disciplined. I'm probably, no. That's not even a question. I am the most disciplined I have ever been in my life by far. It doesn't even come close. There's no, even when I was competing for my, or got preparing for my first bodybuilding competition, I even half-assed that. And so it gets me thinking about just the level of discipline I'm at now. It makes me, I like, there's so many challenges that I want to take on again because of just kind of who I've become. And I'm very proud of who I am now. And so when I think of past challenges such as moving somewhere alone or trying to start 75 hard or, I don't know, just trying to go to the gym or whatever, like, I want to go through a breakup again so that I know, so that I can see like the growth. You know what I mean? I don't want to feel the pain of breakup, but I almost want to go through something horrific to see how I react, to see how I handle things, because I've just progressed so much. And I just want to emphasize, I don't want to go through anything horrific. I'm just interested to see how I would respond and act and behave as a result of that horrific thing. And I guess horrific meaning anything from a horrible breakup to, I don't know, a whole family explodes in a plane accident. I don't fucking know. But don't wish that on anybody. Don't wish that on myself. Just an example of I've grown so much and I'm very curious to see how I would respond. So I am excited to, I guess, move on to this next chapter of life. But the thought that keeps coming up is, like, it's just going to get harder, dude. It's just gonna, I don't even think harder is the right word. It's going to get, maybe it is the right word. I can't think of another word that illustrates what I'm trying to say. It's only going to get more difficult the more I push forward, because it's new territory with things that I've never done or experienced. I've never ran my own product, you know, e-commerce business. I've never actually tried to build a social following by caring. I've never tried to, you know, there's a lot of things I've never done. And there's also a lot of things I've never done by myself in my own goddamn house. Right now, I've got the luxury of coming and going as I please. And there's always somebody there I can say what's up to kind of bullshit with, you know, aunt, uncle, three cousins. And I have that aspect. And that's very overlooked by me, because it's going to be gone in 2.5 weeks. I'm not going to have that anymore. And of course, I can go to anybody's house. I live right down the road. That's one luxury that I have now that I didn't in Arizona and Colorado. So if I'm able to just drive down the road, I think knowing that I can do that, but choosing not to, is going to be enough for me, because you always want what you can't have. And so when I was out of state, I just longed for my mom or my brother to, I wanted to go and say what's up, or my grandma or whatever. But it's just weird, because now I have that opportunity. And if I do miss them, I can go see them. I can say, I can call up my mom and say, yo, let's go grab lunch tomorrow at five at noon. I'd like to see you, whatever. And then we just do that. But knowing that I can do that, and maybe this is me, you know, taking advantage of something or being selfish, whatever. But knowing that I can, I think, is enough for me to feel that, I guess, comfort, knowing that I have the ability, but I'm not going to take advantage of it, kind of thing. I don't know. It's pretty bad to think about, honestly, but it is what it is. Maybe I'll learn my lesson. I don't know. I don't even know if that's a lesson that I need to learn. I think I'm doing all right, so. But I think about how, maybe I should just cancel the whole thing, and I should just negotiate with my family here and see if I can stay for another year and then save up all that money and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not going to do that. So don't worry, Shawnee, Kevin, if you're listening. I know you're listening. Don't worry, I'm leaving. But I'm not going to do that for multiple reasons. But the most important one being, I know that there's a whole other level of life that I need to work on and go through. And that I'm not trying to rush anything, but I definitely want that to happen sooner than later. Because with new territory, new levels comes new devils, right? So it's a rhymey saying. With new levels come new devils. So with these new things and with these new hardships and struggles and trials and challenges that I'll be going through and faced with, and a whole entirely new workload placed on myself with running a business when that time comes. So hopefully this summer I'll put my first order and get it back by October at the latest, depending on, there's just so many factors, but this year, end of this year, should have launched my first product if that's the route that I ultimately choose to go with. And rather than thinking, oh, I'm just going to wait here for another year, I could, so think about this. So in the last 9 months, so July 29th was when I started my successful round of 75 hard. July 29th, that was 9 months ago. So it was 8.5 months ago, as of right now. actually on the dot. That's crazy. So my whole life has changed dramatically in 9.5 months. And so to think that I'd put all of my goals kind of quote unquote on hold while I get ready, quotes, and save up more money and delay the inevitable of me getting my own place by myself. I think I just answered my own question. I'm delaying the inevitable. Like, I will move out at some point. I will have my own place again at some point. It's going to happen. So if it's going to happen, and I know that it's inevitable, which is, means it's going to happen, then why try to prolong anything? I should just jump right in. So obviously there's a lot of perks with not having to pay rent and grocery shop and stuff like that. Obviously I'm forever thankful for that. But I always have that thought of like, maybe I should wait. And then the thought that always follows is I need to keep pushing myself because that's how you grow. And that thought reassures me that I am on the right path. Because if I didn't feel scared, I'd probably resort to thinking that I'm not growing, I'm stagnant, I'm not improving or doing anything that's going to challenge me to develop and grow. So I'm in the wrong place. And so by me forcing myself to do this, and also I'm going to be doing Live Hard Phase 3 the end of June. So 2 months into my own place, I'll be doing that again. So that will be a great push to be doing all of those things by myself, alone. Nobody to see anything I'm doing. Nobody is going to see anything that I do. Especially that. I mean, right now I've got family around who they see me go into my room and shut the door. So they have an idea that I'm in here working and reading and studying, writing, whatever. But when I'm on my own again, nobody will know a goddamn thing unless I purposefully share it or show someone or post it on social media or talk about it here. No one's going to know shit. So I'm not going to have that. I lost my train of thought with that whole thing, but I'm just going to be doing everything. Like, nobody's going to know that I'm doing the program. Nobody is going to have any idea what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis unless I talk about it. Where the fuck was I going with that thought, dude? I have no idea. God damn it. Oh, well. Well, anyway, so I'm just excited. So I'm very excited to keep pushing and growing, because if I were to just stay put, then I wouldn't grow. So I think the main takeaway there is the fact that I wouldn't say hyper aware. That's not the right word. I'm fairly aware of the fact that by me not feeling that ooh shit feeling of ooh, I'm about to go into unknown territory. If I don't feel that, I just kind of feel like, what the fuck am I doing? So I don't know. I guess pushing yourself to that next level, to where you feel uncomfortable, to where you're like, I don't know if I can do this. And then you have those self-doubts again, where it's like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this, or I don't know if I can actually make this happen, or how am I going to do this if XYZ circumstances are blah, blah, blah. Because yeah, I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking about. And so even talking about it here, honestly, dude, this podcast is almost like my own therapy session. I don't talk to people ever. And it's fine. That's not poor me. I mean, I could choose to message people, but I don't, man. And I always just keep to myself. And I don't know if that's a strength or a weakness. I think it's just kind of what brings me some sense of peace is, no, I don't have to, I don't know, entertain anybody or have fake ass conversations or commit to things that I don't want to do, or have people commit to things that they don't want to do, whatever. I'm able to just come on here and talk and say how it is and say what I'm doing, where I'm going, how far along I am in whatever process, and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, it's a long way of saying I am excited to keep growing. So with that being said, that's the show. Got 2.5 weeks left and then I'll be out of here. Also, there's one more thing I'm going to say. So I think this is 178. I could be wrong. Let's see. I don't even know how to see. 170. Dude, my allergies are kicking my ass. I'm going to log in and see something real quick. I just want to be accurate here. So we got 170. So this is 178. In 5 more episodes, it'll be 183. And that will officially be the half year mark. Because 183 times 2 is 366. Just had leap year this year, so that is officially the halfway point. And so that means that we are 1/40th of the way to episode 7,305, which means I think what I'll do is do some sort of milestone episode where every half year I kind of recap the last 6 months or something like that. So maybe I'll go 1/80th, which would be, so 1/80th of the way there would be, what would that be? That would be 91. So every 91 episodes or so, every 92 episodes, it'd have to be 91. Every 91 episodes, no, it'd have to be 92. What does it matter? Every 91 to 92 episodes, I'll do a recap of the last 3 months, and that will be kind of the milestone episodes, we'll call them. Maybe it'll have a different cover art or something, but it just recaps the last 3 months. So if somebody wanted to catch up, because the whole goal initially was to make these 3 minutes long so that somebody could listen very quickly and catch up, but that has become not reality because 3 minutes to talk about everything is, I don't think it's a thing. So every 90 episodes, we'll just say, who gives a fuck? We will do a recap of the last 30 days or the last 3 months, the milestones reached, the new steps taken, the new whatever, and then maybe highlight some key episodes on when things happened. And then going along that same topic, I think what I want to do as well is have some kind of Word doc that's public access, that's organized, that shares which episodes talk about what, and then which episodes include key moments. So for example, it's 78, I think, where I got my first sample in the mail. It was the first time I ever held my own product that I developed by myself with my own research, and had a manufacturer flavor the product, send it to me for my thoughts. I don't know, it's 78 or something like that, I think. So that would be one key episode that I would want to have instant access to, because there's going to be 7,305 of these motherfuckers. I want to be able to have a Word doc that's organized that has all the important key ones in there. And you know, if you want to be technical about it, these are all really technical, or these are all really important and key episodes, because each one is its own day. I mean, these are every day. I've been doing this for half a year. Haven't missed a day yet. Not even been close. I mean, I've been in bed. I'm like, oh shit. But you know, but I haven't been. Nah. So it'd be cool to have that. And I'm 178 episodes behind because I have to go back and try to figure out which ones I talked about, which topic, and then organize it in such a way, you know. So, yeah, I'm just thinking long term here. If I'm discovering a guy who just recorded 20 years worth of a podcast, I don't know if I would know where to start. I mean, obviously I'd start at episode one, but how many episodes do I have to listen to get to the good stuff, you know? Because nobody's done this, to my knowledge. Nobody's recorded every single day of their business life years before they even make a goddamn sale. You know, I don't think anybody's done that. People have documentaries, but it's always when they're in the finals, or when they're in their however many season, or when they've already got 8 published books or whatever. It's never from pre success, and that's exactly what this is. I mean, I don't anticipate anything happening for like the next 10 years, you know? So the way I'm living life now, I fully anticipate me living the same life, the same work ethic, the same split of time, the same jobs. I anticipate that because that's working very well for me. And I anticipate that at least 5 more years. I mean, unless something great happens and I'm just overlooking something great, but 5 to 10 years. And then by that 10th year, I should have something going to where I can quit a job and do that. And if not then I'm probably doing something wrong. Because if I'm doing what I'm doing now for the next 10 years and something doesn't work out, I think there's a problem. But 5, I think that's – I do think that's a long time. I should have something figured out by then. But if not, maybe I'm just a slow learner. I don't know. But I'm not going to give up. I never will. I've said that a million times. So, yeah. That's the show. That is episode 178. It's April 14th, 5:39 p.m. Happy birthday, Grandma. I know you don't listen to any of these shows because I say fuck, but it is what it is. Love you. Happy birthday. All right. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.